Today will be day number two, talking about the Bridal Fair event scheduled for April 25th from 1 until 5 p.m. You're listening to the Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. More after the break. Join us each weekday at 7:50 and shortly after the 8 o'clock news on Saturday morning for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of unique items on the block in our region. We give you the headline items during the week, then actually get into the details with the area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m., a part of our WFIW morning show, then again each Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. You need to listen to protect yourself because you never know what we're going to talk about. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to call in with your topics. You can call in if you want to answer the question of the day or if something else is on your mind. That's morning coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 a.m. on WFIW FM 104.9 and streamed on WFIWradio.com and YouTube. You're young and you think you're pregnant, and you've never felt more alone. You might not know it, but the Compassion Pregnancy Center on Fairfield's West Side is ready to help you. The Compassion Pregnancy Center offers pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, prenatal information, parenting classes, and counseling, all free of charge. Call the center at 842-2525, or you can go on their website and chat 24/7. The Compassion Pregnancy Center thinks you're important, and they're here to help. This morning, we pick up where we left off with yesterday's Community Connection, speaking about the Bridal Fair event, which takes place on April 25th from 1 until 5 p.m. here in Fairfield. We now rejoin our previous conversation already in progress.
Pat, one more thing, Patty might add, because it's so, she hasn't bragged on how gorgeous the venue is out there. But she has, yes, she has several, like she has a bridal suite. So she needs to talk about that a little bit more.
Well, yes. I don't really know what to say about it. The building was an old oil field tank truck service, Earl's Tank Truck, and it has went through a total transformation. And a little bit more story behind the venue was my husband went to an auction. I didn't really know this, and he told me he raised his arm one too many times and bought it. So him and my son had an idea of putting, well, actually Jake went ahead and put the grain carts, the gravity flow grain carts into the building, and they were going to put some grain bins up. And I said, nah, got a better idea. And I kind of been looking for a location. So it is really transformed into, I think it's a beautiful venue. It's got neat character to it. And then there was a little garage to the north that we took and transformed that into the bridal room, and I think it's actually my favorite room of the whole place. So it's got five vanities out there. I had Bobby Kinney from Bellflower Cabinetry come out there and custom make me some floating vanities and a little wine cabinet area for the girls to enjoy. And
your windmill.
We had a windmill put out back. I got that from a guy up in Foozla, Illinois, Paul's Windmills, and it kind of sits in the area where we have the wedding,
an outdoor area.
Outdoor, wedding vows outside, and the wedding this weekend just had theirs inside because they weren't sure about the weather. So you can have your wedding indoors or outdoors, and the reception.
So you're already holding events at the location.
And it has a gorgeous picket fence.
She's
not bragging enough. It's so beautiful out there. And
it's just perfect for Fairfield.
And she added a bar to it.
About 50 acres.
She has a bar right now.
Bar inside. Wow. And the groom's room. It's pretty cool. We built bathrooms on. And I don't know. I think it's a really cool location. Mm-hmm. So
sounds like a really great location. Now, where exactly, for those that maybe aren't exactly local, would Willow Creek venue be? How would you get there?
We are 236 U.S. Highway 45, so we're about 6 miles south of Fairfield on Route 45, about a mile north of the Interstate 64. Very easy to find. Like they said, there's a black fence out there, a wooden fence that you know when to pull in. There's a cool little archway that says Willow Creek.
A cool old truck.
So it's hard. Yeah.
It's always decorated. Yeah. So cute.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to find, I think.
And Patty, remind us how to get a hold of you if I want to have a wedding out there or an event. I don't want to say just wedding.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Because we host anything from business meetings, Christmas parties, birthday parties, family reunions. We've done some funeral dinners, all kinds of things. But you can get a hold of me at 618-838-8982, or you can go to my Facebook page, look there, or willowcreekvenue.net.
Fantastic. And tell us how to find you online, ladies.
Oh, okay. You can book an appointment at farmersdaughterformals.com, or you can call us at 618-842-7766. MJ yep. had it.
And we're also on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Farmer's Daughter, so you can follow us. We recommend always to get on there, because if we have any new dresses or any updates, just a lot of ideas. Nicole does a great job of pinning to Instagram and wedding inspirations and stuff like that. So
Pinterest.
But most definitely, you know, you can always contact us just by calling. We're open Tuesday through Friday,
9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 3. And, yeah, the reason that we have that phone number, 7766, because it's 842-PROM.
Oh. 842-PROM. Yep. See, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. Any other modeling gigs coming up for you? She's just shaking her head like, no, don't make me talk. Don't make me talk.
Oh, Jeremy, yes. You know, we want to make sure that Claire can tell you about her business as well.
Yes, I was going to. That was going to be the next one that I mentioned.
Okay. Yeah, she's done a fantastic job.
She has.
That was next, so that we was highly highly recommend her.
Yeah.
That's quite all right.
But yeah, she helps Patty with all her events too, so she's been.
Yeah, Patty keeps me busy with all of her events at Willow Creek Venue. And Marty actually reached out to me at the beginning of the bridal fair planning and asked if I'd be willing to help her. Patty gave her a nice referral. So I've been with him since the start, just helping with marketing and creating flyers and working with the radio ads and print marketing. And social media marketing is kind of my specialty. So I've been helping them with that and having a lot of fun learning about their businesses and
the
bridal
fair. Remind us of the name of your
business. So my business is Raylan James Marketing. You can find me on Facebook, Raylan James Marketing. I have a website, RaylanJamesMarketing.com. Or you could always reach me, on my personal Facebook, Claire Vaughn. We don't want to give out my cell phone number.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. But, it's been a lot of fun learning about their businesses and working with them. And I hope to work with all these ladies more in the future. And I can't wait to see, you know, what a success we have here on this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope people come out and just see all the awesome local businesses, you know, that do offer wedding services. I got married, like I said, 7 years ago, and I wish I would have had something like this in the area then, because I was on Etsy and looking things up, and I spent a lot of money out of the area that I could have spent here, bridal party gifts and stuff like that. We have vendors that are going to be making like personalized bridal fair or bridal party gifts. They can make you the cute hangers that you see on Pinterest that say bride or have your name or... we have people that plan weddings. We have vendors coming that decorate for weddings. We have flowers, everything.
It's been an eye-opener for us just to know who does what and getting out and reaching. So that
will help for future.
Not
that we have a wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
That goes back to Marjorie.
We mentioned that we have vendors that will pamper you prior to the wedding as well.
Oh,
and resident or lodging.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of touch on those too, just the different types of vendors that we have. She said pamper. We have Merle Norman Cosmetics coming. Mm-hmm. We have Affordable Massage Therapy. Let's see what other pampering. Lufa Farms, which does anyone know a lot about Lufa Farms, where they could touch on it more?
Yeah, that's where they grow lufas.
They grow lufas? I really think that they do.
It's exactly what they do.
Yeah,
Jamie Lamont Rylea is the owner of it, and it's a neat little place.
Yeah, and it's also, I think, somewhere you can like rent out, right? And
I believe
a cabin.
So.
And,
yes.
So we're going to learn a lot about our vendors too while we're there.
We have our White House, which is a home that you can rent the whole home, bring your whole family in for that, and they're all gorgeous. We have the Davis House that is on Main. They're all very unique and different in their own. Like the Victoria on Main, it just has multiple, I say multiple, I believe it's actually five mm-hmm. rooms, which is multiple guests. And then the Davis House, it's a little bit smaller, but still you can have a family in there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as I said, our White House, which is owned by Trish and Steve Mason, and it's on Center Street, but it's a great place. Okay, that's so our lodges, and then what were you saying?
So if you have, like, family coming in for your wedding, mm-hmm. or if you have a bachelorette party. And you want a place to stay that's, in town, but somewhere you and your girls can hang out, you know, these are all great options for that. Or if you want a nice place to stay, you know, for your night after your wedding, like your honeymoon night, these are great options, too. So, and then other things we have, let's see. Flowers, we have Blessed Blooms Flower Farm. They're coming, and they're offering, if you sign up for your flowers that day, you get, I think, 15% off. Mm-hmm.
And they do the Pinterest worthy.
Yes. Yeah,
they Pinterest worthy floral arrangements. They're fresh flowers.
Yep, they're beautiful.
Homegrown.
And I know that they said if you want a quote that day, that you can actually, you know, fill out on their Blessed Blooms Facebook. They have a form you can fill out just like with what you're interested in, and they can actually have a personalized quote for you that day. We have wedding planners, which Wilkerson Lane Weddings, they're coming. She's a wedding planner. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Stella Jeanne's, and she does like the personalized wedding party gifts, stuff like that, but she also decorates for weddings. I think she does a little bit of wedding planning. And then Color Me Perfect with Avery Goodman. She's another wedding planner we have, so they can kind of take it and run with it, you know, whatever ideas you guys have for your weddings. And then we have a couple travel agents coming to help you plan your destination wedding. We have Adventures Await with Suzanne Webb, and we also have what else do we have? Escapes Travel and Cruises with Michelle Winters. And so they'll be there to help with, you know, honeymoon packages or destination weddings, anything like that. Okay, and then we have some photographers coming. We have Esther Bloom Photography, and she is out of McLeansboro, Illinois, and she offers a great service that I wish they would have had when I had my wedding also. Bloom Rentals. She actually rents stuff you would want for your wedding. So you don't have to spend the money to buy everything. You know, if you want a cool arbor or archway or different candles, you know, stuff like that, you can spend a fortune trying to decorate for your wedding. And she, you can rent it from her for a cheap rate. And then we have Epic Photo Snap Booth, which I think is going to be really cool. It's a neat added thing for your reception. You can get pictures taken. And they even put like a personalized, you know, like Nicole and Brian together forever. Put that on there. You can personalize it how you want. It like goes directly to your phone. I mean, technology is awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's a really fun one. And then MHP Media Group is coming. They're out of Olney, Illinois. They do like videography for your wedding, and they are, I was checking them out online, and they're super great. Like, what a wonderful way to remember your wedding. Because mm-hmm. as a bride, I mean, that day flies by, and you're just, like, on cloud nine, and people are telling you after it happens. You'll find out, like, you know, wait, that happened? Where was I during that? Yeah. You know, like, you miss out on so much. And they do a really great job of recording everything and making sure they capture your day. Okay, and then we have Bend the Rules Boutique. I don't know what she is, though.
She's got a boutique, different shirts and different little gift items.
So like gift items, stuff like that for your bridal party, or, you know, if you want a bachelorette bride and bridesmaids.
Your Mocking Hill Designs, your sister.
Oh, yeah. TTT Designs. They also do the T-shirts and stuff like that, or they can do tumblers, all that stuff. And then, yeah, my sister, I got to give her a shout-out, Laura Jennings. She's a Fairfield native, Laura Wise Jennings. She's living in Clarksville now, but she has a business, Mockingbird Hill Designs, and she makes all sorts of, custom wedding decor. She does
the cutest door hangers.
Cute door hangers. Yeah, so if you need gift ideas, anything like that, She does great. She can, let's see, we have the Willow Tree, which is going to be there for your registry. Every wedding has a registry. You've got to, and you know, why not do it local? Why not have, go somewhere and register where you can support local instead of doing all of them on Amazon and right. Walmart. And,
which
you
is
know.
The spur of the idea yeah. of doing this whole
yeah.
thing
yeah.
from
we
the
really
start because
increase...
so many people didn't realize how much we okay. really do have available just in our little area
yeah,
here
definitely.
To take care of their day and they might go outside where we want them to come shop local.
Yeah, we have so yeah. much stuff locally. I think just people yeah. just don't know and it's just there's just nothing to get them out there to get an experience, you know, what is out there. So, yeah.
I want
you
to know, be sure I've and touch
admit,
on.
I've got to admit, I didn't realize how much there was around the Fairfield
yeah.
area
yeah.
when it came to this type of business. This is definitely more than I would have known. So,
well, we're glad we can help, you know, educate you and everybody.
A
and...
few weddings too late.
Yeah. But, you know. Your next one, we got you covered.
There ain't going to be a next one. I've got a daughter. She'll be the next one.
There won't be a,
I've already told my current one that three is enough for me.
Third time wasn't the charm, huh?
I look at it this way. I'm a math guy. I'm a numbers guy. There's something called the common denominator. Just put it that way.
At least you can accept it, you know?
I accept my shortcomings.
I just wanted to touch really fast on, we also have a DJ coming, a couple DJs, right? Let's see.
Just one?
Okay. Yeah, we have.
We had a couple, I think, but yeah. some have backed out.
Yeah,
but,
the DJ
is scheduling been, conflicts. And
it's
stuff.
Been tough with COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
They've
yes.
had a lot of people cancel, weddings cancel, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. some of them were a little hesitant to book this, but we do have Lawless DJ coming, and it's Cameron Lawless. He's out of Vincennes. He has the whole sound and light show. You know, he can customize it however you want for your reception. So that'll be a good vendor to check out. And then, like I mentioned earlier, we also have music by Elaine if you want some music during your ceremony or, you know, whenever you're sitting down to eat your dinner, just something a little bit more relaxed. She does violin,
harp.
She does a harp.
And I think sometimes her in person.
She has her dad come and play the acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she does
pianist.
A really great job.
Pianist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a musically inclined family.
Yes, they are. So that'll be great. She'll be showcasing some of her music that day, too.
One other thing I'd like to mention, that if you do want to become a vendor for our market, we are still taking more vendors. However, our room inside is taken, so we will be outside. Just give one of us a shout to you know, set up a booth. We'd love to have you.
Now, is there any cost to the people that want to vend?
Yes.
And what would that cost be?
It's $75 to set up for a booth. $50 if you're a chamber member. But like I said, you know, we've got lots of room outside. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and even the informational table.
Yeah.
If you wanted
yeah,
to just throw down your information, it was...
business cards or...
$20.
Fantastic.
Yeah, flyers, anything like that you'd like to mm-hmm. put out there.
Fantastic. And tell us again how they can reach you about that.
You can get, like I said, any of us, the chamber, Farmer's Daughter, myself, even Claire...
Facebook's a great place. Go find the bridal event. You can share from each of those. You can contact us from the sponsors will be listed on there. So you can just go to our Facebook pages and private message us, or all of our Facebook pages have our contact info as well. So
yep.
Hey, Jeremy, I have a question for you. The only male in the room, and let's face it, you know, a wedding does cater to the female.
Yes.
You've learned a lot, but as a male sitting there, what have we missed? What have we missed for you?
Well, I was going to touch on the fact that we did hear a little bit about there were tuxes available mm-hmm. for the groom.
Right.
We haven't heard a lot of detail about that, the styles that are available, the prices for rental of tuxes. What do you have to offer for the guy in the relationship?
Well, we are paired with Jim's Formal Wear. I couldn't think. Anyway, and there's so many. There's Allure, Michael Kors. Yeah, there's just so. And I'm not as familiar, I guess, with the brands because it's just you walk in catalog and I measure you.
Exactly. Right. It's not as formal, I guess. You come in and you choose. You kind of select rather than mm-hmm. us grabbing dresses and choosing, you know, what we feel is best.
Right.
It's more of the take on what you're wanting for your day as far as, you know, the tux and groomsmen. So.
Now, as far as tux rental, is this something that you have some in stock for them to actually see a tangible piece of suit, or is this like back in the day whenever we would go rent a tux for high school prom? Is it just a book that you look at and go, that's the one I want.
We are in the process
of getting ones that are there on the mannequin.
Yep. So, but you just come in and you choose. She has different choices from Cumberlands to
All kinds. Yeah. I mean, I've got, bow ties, all kinds. I have a whole book of just colors, so the color's not an option or not a problem. But yeah, so I mean, there's just
And you have to have it ordered. She wants about
about like 3 weeks the latest. They're pretty quick about it. So I have done some last minute week prior ones.
Right. But we encourage you always try them on.
Yeah, as soon as you get it, because I did learn. I did learn that way that they come in a little slower than what I thought if it's something's wrong.
Yeah, just that gives you time as the man to send it back and get it corrected so that your wedding day can be perfect as well.
Yeah.
Well, yes, the groom has to feel pretty too.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I did that. I started Texas last March when we bought Special Occasions.
Yes.
And she taught me, kind of showed me the way of measuring and stuff like that. And everything's
and
been
it's
fine
been great.
Since.
Yeah. We've had a lot of positive feedback about it. Yeah. So, you know, we want to get the word out as well. We've tried for prom, you know, because it's not just weddings, but also, you know, you can do for the prom and dances as well. So come on in. We love to
size you. Yeah, no problem. It's definitely not a man's shop. I mean, it's not like they walk in and they think, you know, oh, what am I doing here?
But, but we do have tuxes, so that's a positive.
Now, you were talking about how quickly you could get the tux back. What about the wedding dress alterations? How long does that usually take?
Well, that depends on if you want.
That's a call for Mindy.
Yeah. If you want a detachable train, you're looking at a couple months. But if you're just needing some hem,
well, one thing we will add is that a lot of people don't realize it takes 3 to 4 months to order a wedding dress. So if you come in and we don't have the style in your size that you're wanting, you know, you have to give yourself plenty of time to get that ordered. And the bridesmaids can take 8 to 12 weeks as well. So you definitely need to be looking ahead and planning for that aspect of it. But we do have, as we mentioned, lots that you can just buy right off the rack if you're in that hurry, which we have a lot of brides
as
well.
That's typically most of our clientele just buy off the rack. We do have special orders once in a while. But, but typically it's buy off the rack.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Anything that I've missed?
Yes. We'll stay on this vein of the groom. Patty has a groom room out at the Willow Creek Vineyard that she needs to tell you about.
She mentioned a little bit, but you didn't go real in-depth about that.
I don't know. Guys are pretty easy to please, I feel, but we do have
it.
As long as you have the alcohol. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We have a couch and a love seat in there. We have TV. We got a refrigerator, a little kitchenette area in there for them to hang out, and a little pub table. So.
And the bar's right around the corner.
Yeah. It's right outside the door.
It doesn't get any better than that if you can go get a drink around the corner and come back and crash out on
the
love seat or couch.
As long as the bride's okay with you drinking before.
Yeah.
Right.
We do not condone this.
Yeah.
That is the one restriction.
Pre-wedding alcohol was a necessity at one of mine, but I won't say which one. But, ladies, I appreciate you so much coming in and giving us an update on everything that was going on. And I know we've probably got a lot more that we can go over that we may have missed. This actually concludes the time we have for our second day of the Bridal Fair event. But we want to invite you all to come back. Let us know how it goes. Tell us about your turnout, as well as come in and let's discuss your businesses one by one and get you a little more time on the air as well that way.
Well, we'd love that. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. That has been a slew of guests on Community Connection today. Our topic has been, for the last 2 days, actually, our topic has been the Bridal Fair event, and that's coming up on April 25th. It'll be from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. at Willow Creek Venue. Make sure you get online, check that out. Head over to Facebook. Call these businesses. Go downtown. Check them out. Support them. Let's keep our local businesses as strong as we hope your marriage will be. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been the Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Have a great rest of your day.